Wack Your Show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cav the Don, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roose Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
I'm sorry.
Goddamn. Oh.
Stop.
5.
What
4. 3. 2. 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, demand. Oh, yeah.
Dig it.
No. Oh, yeah.
You don't talk on this part. Anyway, we have a good show.
Thing.
We have a good show for you today. DJ Mota, how you doing, man?
Well, you know, just hanging around here with my shirt off and jamming some juice. Getting tan and everything.
We'll get into all that during the interview we have today. We have Bro Dini, local producer. He produces your favorite records, I'm sure. Track Whippa's representative. Peaches, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
You look comfy right now.
I am comfy right now.
Everything okay?
I'm.
You were yelling at me right before we started this.
Because you be talking to me reckless and I'm mad.
I be talking to you reckless?
Yup.
Okay. All right.
Dude, I'm staying with what I said.
Hey, everybody, we would like to thank everybody for their continual support of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. You can get us on iTunes. Just go to iTunes, search Brad Gilmore Show.
And please don't think that you're being ignored about the emails that I have about coming on the show. I am getting to them. I promise.
She's definitely getting to them. Make sure you go if you're listening to us on Podbean, bradgilmore.podbean.com. Go over to the iTunes page, click subscribe, give a rate review. It helps the iTunes algorithm, gets more
spell
eyes.
Spell algorithm.
Ears. You spell it.
I didn't say it.
Hey, Peaches, can I do this intro?
No.
Gets more ears on the product. Also, Peaches, you know that me and DJ Motai are 2/5. Of the local band,
Brett, I always want to talk.
2011,
and we have our new project out. 20 Summers, it's out now. Y'all can go download it. Motai, where can I get it?
20-summers.com.
20-summers.com. You can also go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/2011
or Viva
Music Reggie. YouTube page. Okay, and then also, Just find it on Twitter. You can follow at 2011 on Twitter, and we'll make sure it's free for everybody. 20 Summers out now with features from Stockzilla, 100.
I'm not on it.
Roosh Williams,
City,
and Kyle.
I'm
Hubbard.
On a mission. I'm about to be on everybody's project by the end of the year. Every mixtape needs me on it.
He's dope. So make sure y'all go download that. Also check out the Brad Gilmore Show. Also check out TataLaPeaches.com.
Why do I have to pick up the microphone for the intro if you're going to do all the talking? You did all that yelling. Because Brad doesn't shut up. All right,
well, let's have you talk now.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
You like a happy dog. Like, the only thing that's missing when you do that is your tail wagging. Like,
I know.
It looks like a happy-ass little poodle.
Y'all suck, man. Also, hey, check me out every Monday night. Me and my man Tay Mitch, aka Kanye Combs.
If you're listening, you are listening this morning. Come to Debonair Lounge tonight because I'm coming because I apparently got to beat the bitches off of Brad with a stick.
4212 Almeda is the address. The Debonair Lounge every Monday night. So make sure y'all come out to that.
Hey, one more thing.
What's up?
Oh, wait, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
If you got a mix, or not you get a mix. If you got some tracks you want to send over so I can play on the BG Show mix, send it over to dj.motai@hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com? It's not dj.motai@live.com?
No.
At live.com. It's a Hotmail account. I don't know. It's fucking
It's weird.
All right. dj.motai@live.com.
Yeah, and he'll make sure we spin your tracks on the Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. So, speaking of which, Peaches.
What?
Let's get into that right now. DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And then we'll be back with our interview with Mr. Bro _ Dini. Rick.
This ain't about rap, this about moolah. This about the homie up the street that'll shoot ya if you don't produce the numbers that that man's used to. The man expects a Timberland when the bass you boosted. This ain't about love, this about money we lust. And ain't a thing sweet, no honeys we trust. But she'll catch your honey nut, then cheerio. She'll be bouncing off the ropes like Rey Mysterio. If you ready, here we go. Don't undermine the underworld. These are fiends we see, not models and cover girls. I know that you oldest, but you ain't seen the other world. Focus. And maybe you'll open up another world. And this ain't music, this is dead end jail. At least without this, you pick heaven or hell. But when you undersell and they approach you with shells, no Adidas on, you just gotta understand the heat is on. This life is a blessing and a mission. Go and get it or sit around wishing. These are thoughts of a mind gone missing. This is for my dope boy ambitions. 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 When the heat's on, you're living like a villain in a street song. And bills don't sleep, shit, it's a struggle to eat. Plus kids to feed you on your own 2 feet, boy. 9 to 5 ain't live, it's hustle or die, dog. We tryna grow a money tree. From out this dirt, grass is green on the other side. Nigga, that's turf. Yeah, and a fake friend can harm you. And you can get burned by the same flame that warms you. And you can get born by the same arm that arms you. For fuckboy trusting, no Sandusky. Here state of mind, son, so paternal. I'll die before that y'all judge me. Jump and turn, no, to each his own. The same lanes that throw salt leaks that chrome. I'll be your only ally to Allah. Hit the kitchen, hit the block, and then voila. Crime doesn't pay, voila. This life is a blessing and a mission. Go and get it or sit around wishing. These are thoughts of a mind gone missing. This is for my dope boy ambitions. 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 Transactions to raise my residual. Take me back to the highway that led me to this issue. Could have had me wrapped in medical tissue. Execution to my mental. RIPTs, it's just that simple. The streets package the trouble that we into. My world is sinful, so fuck it, I'ma sin too. Evil smiles at me, so I guess I crack a grin too. Gotta understand, he know just what I done been through. Seen some young niggas go grills and some tattoos. This must be a test, cause it's looking like a jack move. Now the heat's a drum, seats are warm when this wasn't supposed to be anything out the norm, but this ain't nothing that can fault my form. Stop my rain or halt my storm. Sidestep to the left, shit, they must be gone. With about half of my product and it's gone with the wind. I never do this again. I know what I did, just let me repent. 9 to 5 ain't love, it's us look bad. You can keep burned by the same flames. This ain't about rap, this ain't about love. This about money, about love. This is for my dope boy ambitions. This is for my dope boy ambitions. This is for my dope boy ambitions. This is for my dope boy ambitions.
Came away summer day, small waist and pretty face, body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves, so you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game, cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated, kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you, than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you was a dinner before you turned off lights, girl. Walked on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, don't hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump of a broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Take it slow. Let me take you home. Just breathe in. kinda cold. I'ma let that body be like I'm cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from demons. Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explain why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in the Benz lately. Swear this dating game crazy like a Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then after a couple dates, see these women want a baby. That ain't what I play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it out.
You got it. Loving you in hard. Get it from the start. You know who we are. You got it.
Bet your bitch love it, bitch love it.
Let me take you home. Leaving you in hard.
Love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. If you a bad broad, you could come and rock with Stockzilla. Oh, this fam, H-Town, them my niggas. If Bun B ain't say it, then you not Trilla. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. Don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrists love it. When I stack mo change, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on their girl, cause they sick of them. We just pull up stunt, make a bitch, might even snatch one of them chick gums. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look fly in that. Hit me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hating, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch, this vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws. Bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws. Bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Bet your bitch love it. Hey. What you niggas really hate me for?
Crazy for this here, man.
Hey,
man, why you stunt, man? I think you bro. But your bitch love it. That toe bar always on swole. Hey, and your bitch love it. It's a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on the cloud cause I'm smoking loud. And you could probably come get a pee. Hey, I don't give a damn about your whole lady. My nigga Stockzilla got the hoes in Katie. And Ray P got a couple Cali girls. We gon' get them high and fuck them crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Your bitch love it, your girl love it. She give me brains, so I know she crazy. I slide off in that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl hungry for the deep, so you know a nigga had to feed her. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature. Hey, cause these niggas like hoes when you coming up, bro. But I bet you didn't know that either.
He ain't really got no flaws. Bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Bet your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws. Bet your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Bet your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Brad Gilmore.
And we have a good show for you today. We have a guest, and it's funny because our guest today, he's on a radio show, but he can't speak at
Fuck
all.
Fuck you, Brad.
he has a campaign.
And he doesn't like dark skinned girls, apparently.
I mean, you know, I tried y'all at, you know. Y'all really wouldn't.
I want to know how dark skinned girls keep losing.
Because y'all.
And I'm losing.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Hold on. Peaches,
no,
let me introduce him.
I ain't getting into shit.
Let me introduce him.
No, we starting right now.
Bro Dini is here.
Bro Dini.
No. Producer extraordinaire.
No.
Track whippers.
How are we losing?
Whips.
Oh, you have to have that. Oh, yeah. How are we losing?
Man, because y'all be doing them fucking most. Everything. That ain't what it is. That is not what it is.
Brodini's yellow, by the way.
Tell her that. I'm yellow. I ain't red. You know, most niggas be red and shit or brown.
I mean, I'm brown.
Yeah, you.
I'm not really. Am I dark skin or
you're like
am I brown?
Beige.
Who's beige? I'm not beige.
Am I lighter than you, Brad?
No.
Brad is white.
Brad is like transparent.
I'm like the color of your white tea.
I think I'm
you're avoiding the conversation.
Oh, what happened though?
What you got against dark skinned girls?
I mean, what do they have against me? A lot.
What's wrong?
Every time I talk to a dark skinned chick, it's something about light skinned man this and light skinned man that, and y'all got all the hoes and y'all fucking everybody. How many kids you got? And the bitch you doing? Nah, bitch, I ain't doing none of that. Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
What you say?
It don't matter. Come on, start the show.
What they got to do with me? We did start the show.
We'll get into all
he
that.
He treat me so bad because I'm dark skinned.
It's Peaches, not because you're dark skinned.
Peaches is not losing, y'all. She's just trying to fight for y'all, but she's not losing. Y'all are losing, though.
Y'all are missing out. She's not losing. How you doing today, bro? You feeling good?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good. Woke up this morning, quite refreshed, drunk than a bitch from last night.
Me too.
Fucked up. Everybody I've talked to today has been hungover.
Yeah, you missed it. No, you didn't come last night.
You talking about Zanzi,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I was there last night. It was pretty cool. It was all right.
No, nah, I was at Boondocks and at the Oceaneer. I was fancy
I
last
to
night.
Uptown afterwards. Uptown was stupid.
I heard it was. I'm too old
Uptown
for Uptown.
Uptown hookah? And that's what I learned last night.
I haven't been
I'm
there
too
yet
old for Uptown.
I just learned that last night.
A lot of young people up there?
Little young chick walk up to me.
It's a college thing.
She looked like she about 20, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't like how old she was. She told me she was 17. I said, you in the club? I mean,
hey, if you ask our man Scottzilla, that's age of consent.
No, nigga, no.
No.
My nigga Zilla, no, we ain't doing that over here.
So, real quick, his name's Brodini once again. He's from the Track Whippers.
Yes,
all right.
Track Whippers. WHIPPAZ. Yes, not a S.
Yeah, he had to make it as ghetto as completely possible.
As ghetto as possible. You know where I'm from? S.UNION. That's right off 16 in Scott, so I'm from the ghetto.
Yo, can you speak English for a second?
I mean,
you from? I thought I was the only one that didn't know what
the Asian man is telling you to speak English. I just want to point that out.
You from where?
Just kidding, man.
What you doing? It's a trash,
trash can right
there. It's on paper, baby.
Just throw it away.
You're trying to save your gum? Just put it behind your ear.
So what part of Houston are you originally from? Are you from Houston originally?
From Houston, Texas, originally. 16 in Scott.
Uh-huh.
My neighborhood is called South Union. That's where I'm from originally. I went to Jack Yates High School,
Cullen
Middle School. You know, that's where I'm from, that area.
You went to, like, the hood middle school in
I'm
high
from
school.
The hood.
But, like, that's
Brad,
the
have you
hood
been to the ghetto?
Brad. I have been to the ghetto. I haven't really been to, like, you know, overseas into Europe and shit where they real ghettos at, where they really getting down.
Neither has he. Don't let him sit there and make you feel like that.
Brad been over there
before. Brad ain't been nowhere.
Brad like he's been to Egypt.
Brad ain't been to no damn Egypt.
Brad hadn't been to the ghetto.
I'm going to take Brad to the hood one day.
Brad
matter
would
fact,
go to the
this
hood
Sunday,
without me going.
I'm
going
to take Brad to my hood. We're going to go to the park. We're going to watch niggas shoot basketball and shit because I know he not going to get on the court.
Brad going to be texting me the whole time.
So what you want to do?
I have a mean free throw shot. I just want to point that out there.
Underhand or overhand?
Overhand.
Yo,
I'm not a woman.
He didn't say that.
One hand or both hands.
I didn't mention the height of the hoop.
Oh.
But so anyway, so okay, like so you're originally there from so South is that what
South Union is
South Union?
It's like in the South Park.
Right
area
across the railroad.
Is it like
right
southwest side or
no,
what?
No, it's
right
like
across
southeast
the railroad
side
track.
South
right Scott.
Yeah, on Scott, right across like from Sunnyside. It's in the area like
oh.
You know, it's South Park basically.
I know where it is.
Third Ward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's
and
where I'm
so
from.
So you grew up there, you went to Yates,
mm-hmm,
which was probably an experience.
Nah, it was normal for me. You know, it probably been an experience for you. But, you know, for me, it was cool. I was normal. If I would have went to, like, fucking West Side or something, I probably would have been like, man, what the fuck is this? You know?
Yeah.
Where you went?
I went to Lamar High School.
Lamar? Oh, I think it went to Dulles.
What?
Didn't you go to Dulles?
No, I went to, I went to Marabu B. Lamar High School.
Oh, okay, okay.
In River Oaks.
I know where Lamar is.
Yeah.
Big Bay went to Lamar.
Did Big Bay go to Lamar?
He graduated from Lamar and everything.
They let him into the school?
Yes, let him in. He was shining on the basketball team. Follow my nigga Big Bay 5 underscore Bay 5, you know.
Okay, that so awesome. Did you get into music when you were at Yates?
No, I didn't. I was playing baseball.
You were playing baseball? Real nigga shit. What position?
I play everywhere on the field.
Like, everywhere on the field?
I can really coach a team, to be honest with you.
You know, I've always kind of seen you as a catcher.
I play catcher. I play catcher for a solid, you know.
Try to pull something.
I already know what he's trying to do, but you know, I'm saying I understand the lingo. It's cool, but you know, Brad with all the funny jokes. It's cool, you know.
What was your favorite position?
Oh, my favorite.
What's your favorite position, bro?
Nah. But in the end, I was initially just a pitcher, for real pitcher. I'm talking into the mic.
It's right here
on the side.
No, you was holding it over here.
But it's reading. Look, look.
But I'm looking at you.
Peaches. I do this. Talk right now. You know what I'm saying?
What?
We're trying to do a show.
Brad,
skirt.
Slap.
Keep that.
Skirt. So anyway. So you were playing baseball team. You were the pitcher or whatever. But was it after you left Yates? Did you go to college? You go to a university?
I went to college. I went to TSU for like a semester, and then I transferred to U of H, where I was supposed to be in from the get go. I was there for like almost
main
2 years.
Or downtown?
Main campus. I was there for like almost 2 years, and then just one morning I got up, man. I just was like, I don't want to go no more.
When did you go to U of H?
I graduated in 07.
From
Yates.
Okay,
I went to U of H. I went to TSU for that very first semester out of school.
I went to U of H. I came there in 2007.
And I didn't go in 07.
I mean, I was there the second semester, though, if you were there.
I wasn't there the second semester. I went to TSU for a semester. That was a fall. I didn't go to school in the spring.
Mm.
Next fall, I came back around and went to U of H.
I was still there, but that was...
I had my acceptance letter, like, in, 11, was it, going to the 12th grade, some shit like that.
Okay, cool. So were you a good student?
Yeah, I really was. But you know, it's...
Like A's and B's?
I mean, I had good grades, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I was skipping class and being a hard ass and shit like that. But, I had good grades and shit. I went to school. Stay in school, everybody. It works for you. Trust me. At least high school. Come on now. shit. You know, I did that. But I really didn't get into music until, like, I could say I was probably, like, either 17 or 18.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
It's like right around the time, like, my first semester. Right after, like, the first semester, like, at TSU.
Uh-huh.
That's really when I had kind of got into it. You know what I'm saying? I had got my own studio. I've been in my own studio for about 6-7 years now. And that's in Herm Clark.
Yeah.
Right on South Post Oak. You know what I'm saying? Get at me.
So the same spot.
I've been in the same spot since I was 18, going on 19, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been in that same spot. And I'm 24 right now, so.
So you've been working at it for a while.
I've been working. Y'all might not know me, but, you know, I've been working. What made you
want to start producing, though? Because I think, man, most people want to say, I'm going to be a rapper.
I got tired of people coming to the studio asking for beats. They were like, man, we need a beat to rap on. I got tired of downloading shit. I got tired of trying to find beats for people to rap on. And I knew it was it'd be a better look for me. You know what I'm saying? And it brought more business. Took me to different places. And it's going to take me to even more, I would say, better places than where I'm at now. So
yeah. Okay. I definitely see that. So people were coming to the studio asking you for beats, so you said, okay, I'm going to start doing this.
Yes.
But I kind of think that that's like a hard thing to do, though. Let me make a beat that's going to sound cool.
It really is, especially when you know, like me, I'm really not musically inclined. I'm not going to even lie. You know what I'm saying? I know how to put shit together real good. And you oh, I'm sorry.
Peaches, you're going to talk, use the microphone.
I can put things together real well. Thank you, Peaches, for the... It's still on the...
It'll bleed through.
Motherfucker. Yes. Excuse me, Peaches. What was the question again?
I was saying, you know, it seems like a hard thing to do. You saying you weren't musically inclined.
Yeah, I initially, from the get-go, I wasn't just really, like, just that musically inclined. I don't believe I really am now, still, to this day, but I know that I can put together real nice tracks. You know what I'm saying? I have many people to vouch for me. Including you, Brad Gilmore. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Peaches, I don't know how she rock with me, but she be.
Peaches is still mad that you don't like dark-skinned girls.
That's cool. We going to get together one day. But, you know, shout out to DJ Moti. You know what I'm saying? Spending another round for me.
Yeah.
How you feeling about that?
Send me some more stuff. So
I Tyler, you look tan.
I told you I was standing outside.
That's why he had his shirt off when we came in here.
Look how dark he looks.
It was hot.
Tyler's showing out. Tyler was in here flexing to himself.
Yo, let's talk about it on the show. Yo, when me and Peaches got to Brown Sugar today, we came into the studio knocking at the door, right?
Beating on the door.
That's the name of the studio?
Brown Sugar Studios, yeah.
That's what we call it.
Beating on the door, right? Like just yanking it, knocking. I had my key, but I was just being lazy. Yeah. So anyway, but so I keep knocking, and we just hear loud music playing. So finally, I get my key, and I unlock it, and I come in, walk in the room. Juicy J is blaring as loud as it can, and DJ Moti's in here with his shirt off.
Just walking around
like it was
he
normal.
He ran so hard to get his shirt when he saw me trying to take a picture,
He just tried to take a picture, and then he, like, ran like a little
he was, fiat. Like, Brad had already been, like, Tyler's already, he's already at the studio. I'm like, all right. So Brad's at the door, like rattling the door. He can't get the key in there. He's switching it. I have to pull the door up so Brad can unlock the door. Damn. We're struggling at the door.
The studio looked all wretched.
No, I want to point out how, like, we're struggling at the door. So then it was like, okay, we finally get the door open. Tyler in here just chilling with his shirt off, walking around.
Yo, I was setting shit up.
It looked like he had just finished doing push-ups and shit and was flexing.
I was doing, yeah.
He real life had his shirt off.
No, I was standing outside for a minute trying to fix my door. And I was,
dude, do you tan that easily?
Yeah, man.
You are dark.
Yeah. You mad?
Yes.
I know
he is. He's jealous. Yeah, he's jealous.
White as white out.
Challenged. You know, my
you don't get color
me.
Well?
My skin don't even change in the sun, really. Like, I be this color, like, year round. Even when I'm outside, I don't get
tan. Oh, no, I get color.
I probably been your color one time when I was, like, 12.
Yo, I'm darker than you, dude.
When we was outside playing football.
Bro, you look so dark right now. It's so weird. Well, we were talking
he is
about,
so mad.
We were talking about Juicy J. You know, Tyler was playing the new Juicy J album. It's streaming, I think, right now. And you were telling me something, bro, before we went on air, that he's doing some kind of scholarship for a twerk.
Yeah, I mean, I seen it earlier today. I seen all the twerkers come out the woodworks for this one.
The twerker came out
the woodworks. That's actually why
I had my shirt off. I was trying to practice for that.
You were practicing for the twerk off?
Yeah. Hey, that 50K could go a long way, though, you know?
Okay, so he was
who said it was only females allowed? Come on, now.
He's giving...
Juicy?
He's giving $50,000 away.
$50,000 away. That's what he said to the best
tuition.
Twerker.
I hope he puts it as a scholarship, not just give someone $50,000.
Yeah, I thought it was $50,000 for it. Well, depends on how he does it. If he writes a check to the school in the name, it can be done.
Because
that way.
If he gives a female $50,000,
that was twerking.
Tricking.
Yeah, is that what that is, bro?
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it.
I guess it ain't tricky if you got, you know, Juicy be splurging. He do his thing.
What do you think, Peaches? How you feel about it?
I don't know. I feel like the gesture is cool. I just don't like what's behind it because that's like.
Well, you don't think that shaking your posterior for payola.
Gluteus maximus.
Is correct.
I think that enforces the having to find a balance and being objectified as a woman, and I don't know how I feel about it.
So Peaches likes the cause of it, but not.
Is it objectifying a woman though? Let me say this because
if I had a daughter or if I was younger, I wouldn't want me to have to shake my ass to potentially get $50,000. However, if I was put in the position to shake my ass $50,000. I don't know if I would say but that doesn't mean that I'd be okay with it. Like, if I needed the money.
But think about
one of them things.
Can I say this, though? Can I say this point?
Yeah, I see the look on my face.
Say if Ryan Seacrest was doing a $50,000 competition for singing, right? For females, right? It's the same thing.
Because it's the competition.
It's a skill. It's a talent.
Because everybody cannot twerk.
We've seen bad twerking.
We've seen the failures.
I mean, and I hear you. And again, I'm not saying.
So is it objectifying women?
It is.
Peaches said she's going to post a twerk video today.
No, Peaches did not say that.
Oh.
Peaches don't even twerk in public. You tripping.
Oh, in public. Oh, okay. But on camera, you
twerk. So you twerk
Juicy.
On your own time?
I didn't say that. I would twerk for Juicy.
She would twerk for Juicy. You heard her?
Would you twerk for Juicy?
No.
There would be no twerkage for Juicy?
No, I'm not twerking for Juicy. I'm not twerking. I just. It's one of those things where.
Is there a rapper you would twerk for?
Yeah. Yeah. I see it on the face when the question was asked.
Yeah.
Who?
I twerk for T.I.
You were twerking for T.I.?
See her face. She said that man name.
She said that like, yo.
She might have melted over in the couch over there.
Yeah. I twerk for T.I.
T.I. What do you think about DJ Motai? Do you think it's objectifying women?
No, DJ Motai, which rapper would you twerk for?
Yeah.
Azalea. What her name? Azalea Banks? What her name?
Iggy Azalea.
Would you twerk for Nicki Minaj?
Nah, I don't.
Would you? Brad would twerk for Iggy.
That's Iggy though. Iggy fine.
You don't think Nicki Minaj is fine?
No, she's Nicki fake. Minaj I don't rock with
I
that fake
make a
shit.
Fool of myself, though. I can't.
And I don't care what y'all got to say about this shit. And nigga, I really would not fuck Nicki Minaj if I had the chance. She could pay me though. I would. Yeah, I bust up for the money, but just on my own will, I'm not.
Why what's your type?
I think she's attractive.
She's too fake to me, bro. I don't
fake
like
how
fake everything. Fake ass, titties, hair, face.
Why does that
everything
matter?
Is fake.
What? Does it look good?
The Brad Gilmore show is over with after today because he's
does
telling
it look
why
good?
It's fake matter.
But does it look good?
I mean, no, because sometimes she be looking, it be looking out of line, like she, like because it's not proportionate to her body.
She didn't position it when she woke
up. Yeah, it's not like she need more body weight to go with her ass and titties.
When people say ass shots, do people literally get shots
yes,
in their behind?
A shot. See, massaged in her.
I'm cool with fake tits, but if you got a fake ass,
okay. It's funny because me and my homegirl had a long conversation about this. There's a couple different ways. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're called Brazilian butt lifts. A Brazilian butt lift is where you take fat from somewhere else on your body and you get it injected into your butt. So technically, it's not fake. Mm-hmm. There's such thing as ass implants. They work like breast implants. Like it's like
silicone
saline type things that are implanted
feel,
into your ass
like,
and they feel it.
Titties, you know,
and they feel like that.
Won't that shit pop if you sit on it?
I mean, sometimes they can. It's just like
it's bad.
Yeah, it you know? Depends. But damn. It's one of those things. It's like I'm really big on women with hip to ass ratio. I don't like when women have big asses and no thigh to go along with it because it doesn't look right.
Did you see Miracle Watts?
I don't even know who that is.
What? She's nice.
Wait, who'd you say? Oh, you found that?
Go on, pull up real quick. Miracle Watts, pull up.
All right,
what's your type? While I'm pulling that up,
I mean,
describe.
What's your type of woman? Because y'all, we know you don't like Nicki Minaj and you don't like dark skin.
I like. I mean, I ain't gonna say I don't like dark skin. It's just today epiphany today.
with a realization.
I came to the realization that
the dark skin chicks aren't just for
you. I need to really cut y'all out of my life because y'all really not helping me get nowhere.
But I'm
trying
to figure out what happened.
Y'all have standards, you know what I'm saying? And like, and now.
Because we have standards?
Yeah, I have standards. So I really
you have standards or we have standards?
Damn. I have standards.
And what about a dark skin woman isn't matching your standards?
They just be doing too much. It's like, I really can't explain it.
Like, who hurt you?
All y'all. All of you women that are of the dark persuasion, African American, preferably.
Is this her?
Yeah, that's her. That's the wrong picture, though.
Oh.
That's the wrong picture.
That's the wrong picture of America. Okay, but keep talking about her, though. I mean, about this.
I don't think he can multitask.
I really can. I forgot this video. Fuck the picture. Show Brad the realness.
Okay. Just pass it over here.
But who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody hurt me. I'm cool. It's just
dark skin women didn't love you back.
I guess they did. I don't know. It's just every time I get all these heinous ass questions and
I feel like you messing with dark skin like girls, like little girls.
Ever since I've been 16, 17, I've been talking to women that's older than me. And that's for a fact. I know that. But it's like I've never really attempted to talk to a Caucasian woman.
Do you go for the same type of woman? Like
I'm an ass man.
I'm not talking about that. I mean, like personality wise,
I wouldn't say that because everybody ain't nobody really the same. I mean,
I'm not like down to the T. Just like as in general, like you know how some women are attention needy, some women don't like attention. Yeah. So like, do you go for the same?
I mean, because initially I go. I'm saying, I mean, I don't want to sound shallow or nothing, but initially, like most people, which I believe they're attracted by, they're going to see your physical appearance first, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing, before they even know you, before y'all even have the conversations to understand each other and to get to know each other, y'all initially going to have that physical attraction. That's just real. I don't care what nobody really has to say. That's just what it is. You're not going to sit in and just go talk to somebody that's malnourished and look like they're about to die and shit. You know what I'm saying? You really not gonna do that? Are you gonna do that?
I just want to let everybody know two things.
Because I've been told too many times that I'm too little. You know what I'm saying?
You're a skinny, statured guy.
I got a nice little build on me though. You know what I'm saying?
I could see that because as a thicker woman, skinny niggas scare me a little.
I mean,
why?
Because your whole body weighs as much as my thigh does.
I mean, that's how she feels about it, you know.
I ain't say you're tall. Yeah, that's different.
Can I ask you something? Because, okay, he's saying that he has a thing against dark women.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a thing against y'all, so they just clear it up.
Bro, Dini doesn't like darker skinned girls.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Except Miracle Watts. Today. I feel you.
I thought it was going to be me. See how he treat me?
I feel you.
That's why I love he don't fuck with him, because that's how he treat me.
But do you have a thing against light skinned guys?
Everybody has something against light skin guys.
I that's one thing.
I know this, and you.
I don't. Yeah, like
you've seen
whenever
it.
Y'all I've want me to answer, let me know.
Tell the truth.
Let answer.
This is my thing about light skin dudes that I've met.
See, because we they all think we the same. We really not.
I don't.
All dark skinned people not the same. Every white person not the same. Every Asian person not the same.
You ain't gonna let me answer. Yeah. You mad?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Answer though. Answer.
Thank you. Most, and I'm not saying this is you, so chill out. They're conceited, like they're very cocky, they're very self. Most, I'm not talking about you. Stop doing that face.
Yeah, bro.
The same way you feel about what I'm saying is the same way I feel about how you're saying about dark skinned girls. I don't fit any mold that you just described.
That's the
stereotype.
That's the stereotype for light skinned people all the time, males all the time.
I mean, but if that's how they've
I've met plenty of light skinned people that are really like. They are not that confident in themselves. They don't feel themselves like how people may think that they feel themselves. Like, I'm one of those people. I really don't boast about myself like that. I don't always just put myself in the front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
No, that's Brad.
Brad. But Brad's cool. Look at Brad. Look at his hair.
Thank you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but no, Brad and I actually just talked about that because I'm the same way. Like, the attention that I get, I'm like, okay, that's cool. But sometimes it's too much. Like, it's like, all right, I'm chilling. But in the same token, the same way that you feel about dark skinned women, like that's just one of those things where it's just not gonna die. All light skinned men are not the same. I'm sorry for whatever dark skinned woman hurt you. Okay.
I mean, ain't nobody hurt me, so you quit.
Or made you mad, upset you, got you ruffled up over here.
I mean, you know, she told me what was needed to be told. I mean, she said what was needed to be said, or whatever y'all want to say this shit. I don't know. I'm kind of high right now. Fucking over me right now, Peaches.
Because you don't love me like you say you do.
Man, look. Y'all know I love Peaches. Look,
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right here back with Bragging with Shawna. Man, we're going to play some music right now during this break, produced by one Bro _
Dini.
And then we're going to come back and figure out what the hell that even means.
What? Yeah.
Ow.
Peace.
Poets, read emotions, emotions in a poet. Rock and roll is in my soul, and rap is the component. To outreach and outspeak and reach up to a mountain, speak to know for sure the word of mouth. My name is what you always speak. I ain't never geeking, homie. I'm just trying to be that dude to come through town and shut it down. You be up on your local news, never blue singing, but always hell raising. Or party rocking, hip hop, or living in no genre nation. To these other artists, I never find relations, but I hear these accusations that are blatant fabrications.
Like that one dude trying to sound like Three Stacks.
And that white dude. He's just trying to be black.
None of that is fact, and all of that is fiction. So search our name to load the track, and then you take a listen. Then you start to figure we the gift to keep on giving. To be the best, you gotta beat everyone to slip.
See, when Whitney died, they said that all the legends dead and gone. But minds changed as soon as they heard a 2011 song. I'm trying to live a life with no one else needed. Track hungry, then I feed it. A virgin record, I see it. Shake it up, let it explode. Something along the lines of my career about to go. It's 2011, back with Moe, unless the crowd didn't know. Career started on the ground, but now I'm looking at the flow. And whoa, I kill beats like I heal skill feet. It's a dream to be in the prisons every time that I speak. Waiting for a leak for about a week like they were new damn shoes. And I'm just doing Mission Impossible like Tom Damn Cruise. I leave the whole track bruised and let the mic be my muse. Pulling verses out these tracks that they were caused to a fuse. I'm taking rappers out these spots like soul trucks. Hottest things in solo cups in case you didn't know what's up.
Take time to realize when all this means, and find a way to help you make it through. You gotta let it flow.
Roach.
Long nights trying to keep up with my thoughts. Cheap and reefer just to keep the reaper off my porch. Yeah, I'm thinking about a Porsche. Got my mind on the money working, got me stuck behind. But the time ticking, burning off the clock. I'm learning on the spot, simultaneously not trying to be targets of a journalistic plot. Dreams by the plenty have been murdered at the dock. Where the man is taught to fish and I'm earning what I got. Motherfucker, get it, you got it, I'm good with it. I'm telling you is about it, they talk but they bullshit. And Roosh with these skulls splitting, I'm spitting that ain't seen it. And it's a win it if you ain't with it, get to believe it. Cause this is how it goes. Wake up in the morning, brain is stimulated. Better make it for the yawning. Otherwise, you were just another guy who could have done it but never did it. And now you have been sent to the mind.
Everybody in the game, lace trying to ball. I'm in my shooter shirt, game face, waiting on my name. Pace for my time like coach, you gotta call it blend. Needing room to rest, shit, they gotta style. Haters can't beat my score, man, they gotta foul. 7 Mile, this is rap school on Adderall. Swallow emotions, blowing off thinking. That's why I'm smoking, and why I'm drinking. Days been weakin', I can't wait for the weekend. How to balance my lows, I'm hardly breaking even. Like a beach, I stay strapped, case to see another day. Fucked up like sex on the ceiling. Born with a bad hand, shuffle I'm dealing. Giving no splits, a banana, then I'm peeling off. Yeah. Oh, what a feeling to be closer to a million.
Attention deficit, no reference to Wale. Late years composed of hard days. High definite, repping it with my delegates. They speak for me cause you can't speak with the president. What I'm up against now is having my spine to the sky. If I get shot down, my soul flies. I never love again cause I never trust a bitch. Murder's all she wrote and that was on the first attempt. Ever since, been tense, focused to find me. Sorry if it's bogus, I'm older son, don't mind me. Say it's a one in a million chance that they sign me. So I'ma be the one and leave them zeros behind me. And up next is where you find me. If not, you see the veins of the most vein on IVs. I know you sleep, but I couldn't be mad at y'all. To keep focused, I notice you need some Adderall.
Well, I rap. Can you feel it? I disappear for a minute. My instinct is to get it. I'm living on the terms of life as I sit in. I'm back with a vengeance, my back to the Senate. If I ever go back on my word, then you could sentence me death. See a man without honor, get no respect. Been starving for 24 years, homie, you know what's next. Born arrows on your set, chopping your solar plex. It get complex, but I'm laughing at everything you respect. If December 21st, the day we losing the earth, then my lyrics be a scripture, the future could feel a hurt. Of a New Orleans kid that made it out of the gutter. But now I'm out of Houston, eating the last supper. 2013 is the year that I rise. Look in my eyes and understand the reason I ride. I know how to survive. Been running since the beginning. This thirst is overwhelming. I'm praying to be replenished. I'm gone.
I got this. I'm ashamed to say what it costed. Having withdrawals due to lack of deposits. I'm nauseous. I guess it is a part of the process. Too cautious to place any faith in my conscience. I promise. Even when it hurts, I'll be honest. What can a man with no losses accomplish? Exhausted my options and picked out my coffin. My life's on the very same line that I'm walking. Cash rules everything around me, it's toxic. I want this, I'm tossing the box I was boxed in. Cause progress only gets built from the bottom. Now watch this, a master only learns from a novice. I'm focused, I'm focused, I'm opening my eyes. Almost had to die for you to notice I'm alive. Which is fine, cause when everything is all said and done, they gon' bury me in the same spot that's begun.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Cause I don't
on
eat bad.
Demand.
On Peaches.
Shut up.
We had a break. During the break, we talked about.
Because I want some chips.
Peaches is off chips, y'all.
I am off chips.
But I bought chips at the snack store.
After
today.
I said just that I was off chips.
Okay, but back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand. So Peaches, we're here with Bro Dini.
Peaches to give y'all some advice later on about weight loss and shit like that.
So, bro, underscore.
Yes, right, yes.
Tell me how the. My elbow did it. What's your real name?
What? See, Brad trying to get one up out of it right now.
No, we asked everybody that.
I really can't give out that information, man. If you know me, you know me. Other than that, you don't.
So where did Brodini come from?
What is this, man?
Brodini come from my nickname, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, what's your nickname?
My nickname since I've been little, for real, has been Booger.
Booger?
Yes, Booger. Not Booger.
Not with the E-R.
Not the E-R.
Booger.
B-U-G-A. Yeah. Ever since I was little, you know what I'm saying? Because my grandma used to call me. She was like, you're a bad little Booger Bell. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, it just rubbed off on me. You know what I'm saying? I was Booger.
That sounds like a light-skinned guy thing.
No, that's one of them. That's why I love black grandmothers. They're awesome with their nicknames.
Yeah,
my grandma
was the best.
See, my family nickname is Pumpkin. Like, my whole family calls me Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Not Pumpkin, but Pumpkin.
Mine was Bubba.
You look like Bubba.
Really?
Bubba.
I'm not gonna say mine.
My grandma.
I wouldn't have pinned you for a bubba.
My grandma got
Brad. You bubba.
When my grandfather.
No, when we was out. Was it Stocks? Did Stocks call you bubba when we was out and about?
Stocks better never call
somebody
me bubba.
Somebody called you bubba. Gilmore?
Somebody. I wouldn't have pinned you for a bubba.
What do you think my nickname would be?
I don't know, because I don't.
Buster.
Country and
Buster.
I got BJ, too.
You do like. Real?
BJ?
BJ, really?
Brad, my middle name's James.
James, my nigga.
My middle name's Jacqueline.
Gilmore. Yeah. PJ.
You need to go by James Gilmore. They're going to think you're a black man.
Huh?
You can go by James Gilmore. They're going to think you're a black man. Yeah.
James Gilmore does not sound like a black man. My dad is a kind of a suspect name, I guess. His name's Burrell.
Oh yeah.
Brad
oh
was yeah. Be
your dad's name is Burrell?
Not yeah. Burrell. Like
dad
Braille?
Look like a like, Burrell.
Like Braille or Burrell?
Burrell.
Like oh Burrell like
B-U-R-R-B-A.
B-U-R-R-E-L.
Okay, Burrell.
Damn.
Burrell.
It's not Burrell, it's Burrell.
No,
I mean we Burrell.
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 Burrell. That's what my aunt calls him.
Burrell.
Burrell.
Burrell. But anyway. So, okay, how did Booga Bear turn into Bro D?
Man.
Yeah, like, that's what, connection, draw that bridge.
I'm not finna tell you that right now, you know what I'm saying? I initially started, like the studio and stuff with my uncle, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my uncle, Mr. Mo Fetty, you know what I'm saying? That's why I initially started
Mr.
this week.
Mr. Mo Fetty.
Yes, that's, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's a tight name. What's your name? Mo Fetty?
Yeah, that's it. Go look him up. Mr. Mo Fetty. Mr. _ Mo Fetty. He on Twitter, Instagram,
and y'all like
all that
underscores
shit.
Too. Okay, keep going.
Underscores separate shit.
not spaces.
Yeah.
Not spaces.
Nah. As I got older, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just called me Booger, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Then, you know what I'm saying? I started hanging out with my uncle more and more as I got older, and he just was calling me Booger Dini, shit like that. And then then a lot of niggas was saying bro a lot. So I was like, fuck it, just call me Bro Dini. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I wanna know where the Dini part came from though.
It was Booger Dini. Like, if I told you, man, I had to kill you.
that's a serious answer.
Yeah, just magician shit.
You be disappearing.
Some ghetto magician shit.
So that's what I'm thinking.
You were like a ghetto magician.
You understand, like, Peaches? Okay.
So
what you were? Yeah, you were like,
you don't know mine either. I just look like this.
You were a magician.
Me too.
I just look like this,
me
baby.
Too. I talk well.
I don't talk well at all.
I speak well. That's better.
I don't speak at all.
Yeah. That's what I said at the beginning. Like, bro. Like, I saw him. I saw him earlier in the week. He's like, I see you on dirty, bro.
Thursday,
I'm like, what?
Nigga. Thursday. Yeah,
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
You have a lazy tongue?
There are days Thursday. Of the week, Bro Dini. They're not D's of the
look,
week.
Look, man, I'm from the South.
You're from the South?
From the South.
With an F.
With an F. You know what I'm saying about? Yeah. Yeah, you heard that? Yeah. That's how you do
went,
it.
You
I'm talking about it all together. It ain't even, it's like three letters I said.
Who has a song? That's somebody has a song. About. Is it Kirko or is it Paul Wall? One of them have a song called No, I'm talking about.
See, it's them together.
See, oh, okay.
See, no, I'm talking about it's really like a feeling because you got. No, I'm talking about because you don't even say no.
Hello,
Paul Wall, Kirko.
But Bro Dini exists. Y'all go follow him. He's a pretty cool little guy.
Are you talking about yourself in third person?
Hey, Peaches.
I'm just asking.
Are you talking about yourself in third person?
No.
Oh, follow Bro Dini. So fuck you, Brad.
Shirt's coming soon, right?
Shirts coming soon. Fuck you, Brad.
Oh,
shirts.
Can I get a shirt?
Yes, I got one for you, especially.
Like, I
will
wear that shirt proudly.
Brad will wear that motherfucker too.
It's quite sad how happy that shirt would probably make me. However, I'd probably be mad at everybody else that had it on.
Yeah.
That's just, I feel like Brad, I'm the only person that can talk about Brad.
Man, nah, me and Brad, we cool. That's what we gonna do.
I mean, as long as it's playful.
I would never have a rank session with him, though, in public, though. Because I can't win. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even finna say nothing.
Yo, well, I get busy on the rank sessions.
Yeah, I don't even think none of y'all should try to man. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all not gonna win. It's
nah,
like,
me and Brad could go toe for toe.
But it's not, but as a man.
It's no, you want me to tell you what the fuck the problem is? The problem is men have all the great comebacks. Like, yeah. I can't say suck my dick because I don't have a dick.
Yeah, you can say some old fly ass shit, but like,
I mean, trust me, I do say it.
I mean, but yeah, but niggas like that shit though. Yeah, come on. Something like that, you know? So
what?
If you some niggas be like, yeah, come on. If you tell a nigga to eat your whatever.
But I would, I'd be like, no, yeah. I would say, but see that's I'm why, saying? No.
It's no winning for y'all.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like we don't have, like, you could be like, bitch, what I'm going to call you? A bitch? Like, we don't really have great comebacks. Like,
you know, niggas got them. I can shoot you, like, a list of words you can call bitches if you really want to just get down on them.
No, I think she's talking about what to call guys, right?
Guys.
Oh, you want niggas?
Like, I'm saying my male. I can, like, that's why I don't argue with women.
You can call a nigga a punk. And get the biggest spark up out of him. Like,
it depends on, like, the type of dude. These new niggas don't get mad at it like they used to. Oh, when I was younger, they new niggas. Because when I was younger.
What does that mean?
New niggas?
New niggas. These niggas.
I thought we said we weren't really going to use
punks.
This word.
Like, we did say that. We did. I've been doing better.
On the show. You get around this hoodlum over here.
I know.
And swanging and banging on the Brad Gilmore show. Understand me?
Okay, so what is new derogatory term for African American person mean?
I feel it's one of those things, like, it goes back down to, like, men things and what men typically did and, like, how they don't. I was at Avant Garden some Wednesdays ago, because I don't remember which
last
Wednesday it was.
Some Wednesdays.
I don't remember which Wednesday it was. But there was a girl backing out her car. Mm-hmm. Now, there was an able-bodied male sitting in the passenger seat while she's backing out this car. She struggled for 20 minutes. She struggled so much that there was an applause when she finally got out of the parking lot.
Oh, man.
Right.
And this nigga was just
sitting in the seat.
I ain't gonna lie.
In my mind.
I don't even like baby driving. We in the car together. I need to drive. Because,
and that's my thing. Like,
I'm scared she gonna wreck the car. Yeah.
Well, see,
I don't want to get in the wreck.
I'm a good driver.
It'd be her fault.
Like, I'm a great driver. But, like he said, I'm used to, if I'm with a dude, he's driving. I
guys, if y'all not up on it, y'all need to get up on y'all shit.
And then, on top of the point, you're not going to let me struggle backing out a car in a parking lot full of people while you're sitting there. You're a man. Come get behind this goddamn wheel of the car and back the car out. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, I know I would agree with that because I don't want women doing things for me.
I really hate that shit, too. Like,
I just feel like that was one of those things where, like, that's one of those as
and
man
it's not
things.
Even like a, it's not even like depends. A superiority.
Yeah, no, you need to. If I'm struggling, back the, like, something like
back
that.
The car out.
As a boy, you should know how to drive a car, bag it out.
Yeah.
Women are bad drivers. Some of us. Some of them. Oh, I drive.
That's a known fact, you know. Facts
but that's
only.
But that's something
facts
like
only.
That's one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, men learn to do things like you had to drive like the, like, you know, back in the day they was driving tractors and shit and you've been driving longer. Like, but really though,
no,
you know, lawnmowers. You've been driving longer.
I was driving
right.
tractors back in the day.
I've been driving.
I mean,
driving
shit, 12. I was.
I've been driving the car since I was 12.
That's why, like, I can no drive bullshit. Though. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't feel like it was right as him as a man to sit there and let her struggle backing out that car like that. I was
What do you think about chivalry? Do you think it's a dying art form?
I think that it's a full circle. I think that women don't know how to accept chivalry. Therefore,
because
men don't know how to give it.
Has taken
because
over
the word thirst
has
taken over
chivalry.
Everything. Like,
no,
women,
I don't think that. You know what I think ruined chivalry was the independent woman thing. That big craze.
Yeah, I would agree. I think women too independent, and now we want.
Oh, we don't need a man in our life.
We should go get another bitch. That's what y'all do.
Yeah,
that's what y'all. Dyke ass girls, get out the way. I'm sorry, I said it. Yeah, you see me? I don't care. Get out the way.
And I'm not gonna lie. That's who I get hit on by. Like, I don't get approached by men. I get approached by women.
They probably feel like you said earlier. You were saying like you are. Like, by being single. Would you say you was...
I'm very single.
You know what I'm saying? Okay,
pathetically single.
Okay, that's what you said. Now, they feel like that, too. Wanna know why? Because there's so many other women out here that's just willing to give it up to another woman and be comfortable with that shit. And they think it's nothing attached.
Some women are smoother than some of these men these days, though.
Yeah, because
a woman knows how to talk to
I get approached
she better
by...
She finesse her own little pussy, too.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm finna get real vogue on here because, I ain't gonna lie, I'm real touchy about this situation. I really don't condone in that shit. I don't care what none of y'all niggas say either. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got a problem with it, y'all be seeing me, too. So,
Well, you don't condone what?
Like
homosexuality?
That for sure. I don't fuck with that for sure. But okay. Like women on women, like, I mean.
So you wouldn't do a threesome?
I would do a threesome, yeah. But that don't mean have you ever heard of like somebody just watching two women? I don't do that shit. I'm not finna sit there and watch y'all two play with each other, no.
I mean,
I'm
finna
put a dick in somebody's face.
What?
Something.
I mean, I don't expect a man to sit and watch two women without getting aroused. Because if he doesn't, then I'm like,
you
okay.
You
look
gay, man.
Not even. I don't. You know what, though? I don't even care if you are. I still think that as a man and seeing that, you will get aroused. Period.
Oh, yeah. Even if he's a homosexual.
I don't think that anything's better than... But you know how many women
really out here that's anti-dangling?
They're not anti-dangling.
What?
It's some that are.
No, it's you know, a bunch of women Kanye that's anti-dangling.
He said, there's more women than men percentage-wise.
There is.
So the chance of her having a husband just minimized.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why a lot of girls say they ain't into guys and mess with other girls part-time to improvise.
Man, Zero said it the best.
Okay.
Said it. He said it better than that because that was very classy.
That was pretty good.
That was very classy. I'm just saying.
Oh, what does Zero say?
What does Zero say? That boy said, he said, it's more women out here getting more women than Joe. What did he say in that song? On that These Days?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I don't know the direct quote, though.
I forgot the quote, but we can look it up. Brad Gilmore Show. You know, you're going to get it.
No, but I mean, I get approached for threesomes. Like, that's all I've been getting approached for, like, this year. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, a butch girl and her girlfriend. Huh?
No, actually, no.
Two pretty chicks?
No, it's been men.
Two
dudes? Oh, men trying to threesome like, with you.
And no, then, one man, one woman, peaches.
Yeah.
Not two men, not two women. One woman, one man, peaches.
Yeah, it's like couples.
And you ain't got down?
Couples. My homegirl's boyfriend, they're both down. They try. She been trying to track me in this for like 2 months.
And you ain't do nothing?
I don't. I think it's, huh?
Nothing.
You want to know who it is? It's the one that you like.
I know. That's what I just said.
Oh.
Fuck Brad. Brodini is here to save her. You know what I'm saying?
We'll save
you
him.
Save him? You save him, bro?
She don't need to be saved. She with somebody. They just trying to trap me.
If I'm saying she needs to be saved, he doing all this shit. He can't get it. If he can't get it to happen, he needs to be.
What do you mean? She knows me.
I know, but
she's trying to get it to happen.
And you ain't dropped that shit?
I don't want to start.
You would have tapped out. I feel like you should have tapped out by now.
I'm not going to say nothing because I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Peaches and gave it up.
Gave up a threesome? I've never done a threesome.
Oh.
Okay.
Threesome.
Anyway, back to whatever it was we were talking about. I'm so lost at this point. Well, what's your problem with homosexuals?
I don't have no problem with it really like that.
Okay.
I have a problem with it, but then like I'm not finna be in the streets. Man, get your punk ass on swerve. I'm not homophobic, basically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't come at me. Don't come at me, bro. Don't
so you got tried before?
What? Look at me.
My bad.
Yo, I think you're the first person to ever admit openly that a man has approached
you. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, dude approached me plenty of time, man. You know, I tell a bitch, I real nigga shit, I have slapped one dude before. If y'all really want to know, I have done it before, and I'm down to do it again. It was exhilarating.
It was exhilarating.
Was it like slapping a bitch?
That's my guy.
Look, Peaches is like, what the fuck? Slapped the shot his ass. No bullshit, like,
his face is so
bro,
serious.
You can live your life,
happened?
Bro.
No,
bro, you can
what
live.
Happened?
You can live your life, bro. I'm not really tripping.
Walk me through the story. What happened?
Man, nigga just came at me the wrong way on some.
Was he white?
On some booty buddy shit, and I ain't.
What
I
race
play the
he?
Booty games.
Huh? What race was he?
Look, Peaches, sit back. Get back to the conversation there. The other shit. I'm not even
booty buddy.
I'm not with the booty buddy games, y'all. So you know what I'm saying. I like women. Like with a passion, I have to be up under a chick. Like I'm under Peaches right now, her nice lusciousness.
That's because he's trying to get back and good with me because he don't like dark skinned girls.
That's what it is, but you know.
So you actually slapped this
slapped the fuck out of him.
What race was he?
Black dude.
Was he a light skinned
dude?
Was this at TSU?
Ah,
no, it wasn't at TSU. It would happen up there. I know it didn't happen up there. No, it wasn't at TSU though.
Was TSU known for like homosexuals?
I didn't say that.
That's what you just insinuated.
I didn't insinuate anything. I asked the question.
Well, yeah, like
I'm not going there.
But nah, I don't rock like that. So please, people, whatever y'all like to do, I don't really give a fuck. Just don't approach me. I'm, you know what I'm saying.
All right. Well, let's get into some hippity hip hop talk. Recent.
Talk about hippity hip hop if you're gonna call it hippity hip
hop. I'm white. Recently,
Brad Gilmore Show.
Kendrick Lamar has released a verse on a song with Big
Sean.
Hold on.
Did you?
A song with Big Sean and Jay Electronica called Control, where he supposedly just takes a big boo-boo over everybody in the game and shows his superiority.
I want to
get everyone's individual
that.
Opinion.
My individual opinion on that is, like, I really didn't care, to be honest with you. I listened to it one time. I still didn't care when I listened to it. I waited probably like 2 days after it came out to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I listened to it because people was in the lab and they wanted to hear it. So I had to, you know what I'm saying? But I really didn't like it. It was okay. It wasn't nothing special to me. It really put a flame on a lot of y'all little bullshit rappers' asses, though, because y'all, people started calling me for studio time. They wanted me to loop the beat and shit and do this.
So they can do a response?
So they can do a response to this man that doesn't, that's probably not even going to listen to your response, because no. your response probably won't even touch
anybody.
Your own neighborhood. Your own neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So just stick to what y'all was already doing.
Boy, some people were really like, when I woke up that morning and saw all like the backlash from it, everyone seemed like it was a diss to these rappers.
I saw it that night. The night that it came out, I was at Propane's listening or the appreciation thing and had left there and was actually in the studio with Doe.
So that was Monday night, right?
Yeah, that was Monday night. I think Doe and I listened to it, and I told him, I was like, he showed me a screenshot.
Oh, like from text messages?
No, it was that quote that he said where he named the rappers and was like, you know, I'm trying to take over your fans. This is still a competition. He had showed me that and was like, this is the shit I'm talking about, you know, before he even heard it. And I had told him stay off Twitter because everybody was, you know, was going reckless that night. But
reckless.
I feel like it wasn't as big of a deal as everybody made it.
Everybody made it seem like it was like the biggest thing that ever happened to hip-hop.
Right. And I'm not going to say that. I feel like it was one of those things where it needed to happen. That was that push that people needed to start rapping again. Because if somebody had to take the step and say something.
That made all these known rappers that y'all know really, really come out of their hiding places and shit, whatever they was doing. Because a lot of these people y'all heard drop these responses that actually have names y'all haven't actually even heard in about 2-3 years.
You know what I'm saying?
So
the only people that should be responding to it and should have taken it disrespectfully is New York.
Yeah, because he said he was the king of New York.
I can understand that one. That's the only one.
What'd you feel about that?
When I see out of New York niggas like Joe Budden them saying
Joe
shit.
Joe Budden is from Jersey.
Oh, he is? He lives in Jersey, but
he's from Jersey.
He claims Jersey.
He was just talking shit. That's why he responded.
He don't love hip-hop New York.
Yeah, fuck that shit, too. But,
yeah.
When I seen Adam respond, and ain't nobody really come back with nothing serious from out there, I was like, well, shit,
B.O.B.'s response.
B.O.B.?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything to him. He just, like, he mimicked Kendrick's cadence. And that open your mind and listen to me. That one, whatever that cadence, he mimicked that. Then he's turned around and mimicked Drake's cadence. And then he, you know, he just talked his shit about him. That's why I liked it, because it was one of those things where he showed versatility and creativity, and he, you know, he showed him as an artist. And that's what it was. Like, you can't respond to somebody that wasn't talking to you. And then it still not be good, and then be like, why ain't nobody seen me?
Like a lot of people were saying, if he didn't mention you on the record,
then you should feel ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, then just step up.
But he mentioned everybody that's top right now.
The people he mentioned, he didn't even like.
There were two names.
Did he say something real, just negative to them though? Did he was like, you suck, or
no.
I'm finna come.
He said, I'm coming after your core fan base.
Yeah, that's. Okay, so what is he basically saying? Y'all got fans, and I need some of y'all fans, so I'm finna come get them.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't a diss.
That's basically what happened.
It wasn't a diss. I feel like Twitter reacted like somebody slapped their mama.
Yep, that's how it was.
And it wasn't that
hip-hop
crucial.
Needed this.
It got like I feel like it just went
hip-hop
out of.
It's not even which I even trying to say it because a lot of that shit is not even on the radio. A lot of that shit on the radio ain't even hip hop. It's like it's something else.
No, don't hold it by the cord. Hold it by like the shaft. Yeah.
The shaft. Hold it with the shaft.
Hey, I'm gonna hold the mic like how I'm supposed to. I don't know about the shaft.
But anyway, poor choice of words.
Brad be trying to hold you.
The King of New York thing. I was like, ooh, wow. But then Hot 97 brought up a point of, okay, who is the King of New York? And then everyone was like,
is
well,
New York
Jay.
Even, well, okay.
And then
but
I was
that
like,
don't
well,
count.
Yeah, that didn't. If we're talking about New
like
York,
like he like
then,
the king of the world, right?
Yeah.
who's New like, York though? Like
that's what I'm saying.
Rock ASAP.
Is ASAP the king of New York?
Nah. He's probably
French
the most.
Montana.
Is he the most relevant?
In France, the only relevant motherfuckers from out there right now.
Yeah, but it's like, do I? Neither one of them have a New York sound.
Neither one.
Joe Ortiz responded.
Huh?
Joe Ortiz responded.
He had a good one, but he's not super relevant. She said,
Joel Ortiz. Who?
Joel.
I know.
He was making a point.
Like, who? Back to the...
Why you had to call me out like that?
And then I also wanted to say, he did. He copied the classic line, but it placed himself in it. He said, you know, who's the best, Jay-Z, Kendrick, or Nas? You know what I mean? And, you know, instead of Jay-Z, Biggie, or Nas, which is like the original line, he took Biggie out of the equation.
Biggie's not alive.
But they're talking about best of all time.
I mean, you know.
Who Biggie, you like better than Biggie?
I mean, everybody, Biggie, only, how many Biggie put out how many albums? Two. One? Two? Two?
One. The second one's put out after he died.
I feel like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm a hush.
Say it.
No.
I might feel the same. Say it.
We facts only. She want to get her facts together.
Nah.
This is PG Show on Demand.
I ain't saying it. I'm not ready yet.
Why are you scared, Peaches? Huh? Scared. I've never known you to be a punk.
You're not going to coerce me in the same
way. Huh? You want to use big words like coerce?
Ooh.
Huh?
That's why Tyler is darker than you.
You know what that is?
It's a word.
To coerce somebody?
Nope. To manipulate. To when he plays a bad word, it's under manipulate. But.
Anyway, I mean, a lot of people do put Biggie up there as one of the greatest of all time.
I mean, I'm not taking it away from him, but
I say, you know, he's not in the top five, in my opinion.
Who's Biggie? Not?
Biggie.
In your opinion? Okay.
Why?
There's not a large enough body of work to say he's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Okay, so
the only reason to say that because of what he did, like what him and that little era him and Pac had. Yeah. That's why everybody really say that a lot, because it sparks up so much like controversy.
And that's what Kendrick is doing, which is why I feel like he deserves to put himself in that.
And take Biggie out?
I mean, shit. Biggie not here. Rest in peace, Biggie, but he not here. Like, he's not alive.
Would you put Nas up as one of the greatest rappers of all time?
Nas Ooh. Wasn't consistent.
He's cool.
He's like, cool, but he's not,
I'm not a big Nas fan.
I'm Eminem number one all day. I don't care. I know everybody say this shit, but I've been rocking with M since I know for a minute.
I said this the other day on
Bone
Twitter.
Thugs to Eminem.
When it comes to the technical ability of rapping, no one can rap better than Eminem.
Fuck no.
When it comes to the technical ability of it,
no, they can't.
Nobody can touch him.
He does rap well. He has syllabalistic. It's some type of rapping form that he does on how he writes.
Okay,
it's like syllabalistic rapping or some shit like that. I forgot what it's called.
Multisyllabic.
He'll write down by three words only, like three words. You know what I'm saying? And then add the rest around like as he raps.
Okay,
he doesn't write the whole. Everything.
You can't move the mic around like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure they see me. You know, Peach. I mean, hear me, because Peach's got a mic right here next to me too.
Yeah.
Double mic. You know.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay.
So you think M's greatest rapper of all time?
I mean, in my eyes, I rock with him. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I rocks with him.
What about you, Peaches?
M was consistent.
Cause T.I. on my list, you know what I'm saying? So my list probably ain't it.
I like y'all probably don't fuck
with
T.I. I like white skin men.
T.I. used to make me want to go
nice
hustle. T.I. used to make me want to go.
Here's the thing. T.I. was dope, but his last couple albums.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same thing with M. I didn't like the last
because Eminem he tried to change and do some other.
But he said that.
Commercial.
Yeah,
he was like he didn't.
But
he
and if he dropped another project, he said it on it. He said it in the interview. He said his was the relapse. He said he didn't. He said when they dropped it, he said he wasn't even in the right mind or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I feel like as consumers of music, we pressure our artists and we don't give them time to develop their craft. Like after they do something really great, we want something great right after. We don't give them time to go through things to be great again. Like M can do another album because everybody want to know what he's been through
and what he's
and what
right
he's
now.
Been doing. So he has things to talk about now. We pressure our artists to put out quality work back to back, and it doesn't work that way.
We ain't doing it. That nigga Ross is really doing it to them, because Ross drops a project like every
Ross,
other month.
Rick Ross don't talk about shit.
Yeah, I understand it, but
he makes strip club music.
But he's pressuring these people to drop songs and singles and mixtapes and albums.
But that comes from knowing the type of artist
him
that
and Gucci.
You are.
Gucci drops.
Gucci can do what the fuck he want to do. Don't come for Gucci.
I don't cover Gucci. I seen Gucci in Lafayette this I was with Marcus
really?
Manchild I think
like
last Friday we went to Lafayette. He had a
Gucci
show with Gucci.
Should let me love him for a
Gucci
day.
was really not that stiff when we met him, man. He kind of
intimidates me.
But this thing about it, like when I'm telling you, man, the man was not like how I thought he was gonna be. He did. He really did some kind of some really shady type shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like on some like man. That's
BG show
up.
Exclusive.
I mean, speak on your own life.
It might be exclusive, but you know, it was other people though. You know,
Brodini's opinions of any artist does not reflect that of the Brad Kimmel Show. Because
Gucci, I love you.
I rock with Gucci, though. You know what I'm saying?
But when I
however,
met him
Gucci,
for the first time,
I'm not a fan of these new three tapes you just dropped. I'm still on Trap House 3.
Okay,
what you fucking with it though? You listening? You bumping Gucci though?
I love Gucci.
You know what
I'm just letting him know that I ain't like the last three he just dropped. I could tell him how
I
feel.
I don't know. I ain't.
What do y'all think? I watched an interview yesterday, speaking of Atlanta artists, Rich Homie Quan, right? Who I think is dope. And
his
they,
investment song has been gospel to me lately.
They asked him about Future and how they're similar. They sound so much alike. And Rich Homie Quan didn't come out and say anything directly, but he said something to the fact of, well, I knew Future when he was not rapping like that.
The story was he started that and then he went to jail or something.
Yeah.
And while he was in jail,
it's a dude named Q. It's Q-U-E, that's his name. But if you listen to him, he sounds just like Future. But they say that's where Future got his style from, a dude named Q.
And
Q-U-E.
Not Rich Homie Quan?
Not Rich Homie Quan. It's Q. This is a story I was told because I had got a track. I heard it before. I heard a track from him, you know what I'm saying? And he sounds just like Future. I thought it was Future. When I heard the song, I thought it was Future off the rip. But it's not him. But they say he's the first person to do that. He does a lot of songs with the Migos. If y'all listen to Migos, shit like that, go check him out. You know what I'm saying? He got some. If y'all fuck with Future like that, y'all gonna fuck with him for sure.
What do you think about Future as being a producer? What do you think of his sound?
Man, ain't gonna lie to this shit. I mean, it's marketable. You know what I'm saying? It sells basically. It's not no. Man, he said some dope ass live ass shit like that. Like, man, it's not hip hop. It's music though. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment basically. He's an entertainer.
It's current. It's current. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he really would have to. Because he's stuck in that lane. There's nothing else he can do.
Yeah.
Really, he's stuck in that lane. I believe. Because if he tries to do anything else,
I don't think he can go to rapping.
No, I don't think he could.
T-Pain tried to rap first, did that stuff, and then tried to come back rapping and couldn't do it.
See, you know what I'm saying?
But his Ringmaster album,
please,
whatever doing
that watch how y'all come out in this game, because you
Three
will be stuck in that lane.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that. I feel like that was his selling point. Like, he didn't have anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Future?
I don't. Yeah, like, he wasn't somebody who can sing and rap and do this. Like, I don't think he has that kind of artistic ability.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's writing.
He's been
everything.
Good for her. He can write as well. He's been
he's
good for
everything.
Her.
He's writing everything. He's guapped up. I ain't going to lie to y'all. That man's paid for doing a bunch of shit. It might not be no super lives, just
I rock
orchestrated
with
and music. I mean, you know, I mean, if I'm drunk or something, I just feel like just nod my head real quickly and shit.
So
yeah,
what do
I'm
you listen to?
For me,
mm-hmm.
I started noticing I really like melodic type shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I sit down and listen to some jazz, probably some R&B shit, just some smooth shit. Like,
I listen to jazz.
I like,
when I'm mad, I go to sleep to classical music.
Okay.
I like jazz.
Yeah, because I know I've listened to so much rap. I know I get so many customers that come through just the rap and shit. Like, I hear it all the time. So when someone comes through to sing or really create something that's not just rapping, I really appreciate that a little bit more, I would say. But don't get me wrong, I'm fucking with everybody that fuck with me that rap. Trust me.
Huh.
Zilla. Know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Sockzilla, Otis fam.
I'm Young Von.
Shout out to Young Von.
100. I fuck with 100.
Shout out 100.
Big Bay, y'all know that's me. That's Track Whippers exclusive. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. Y'all go fuck with him.
He's got the deepest voice.
Go check that out. Another round with him, Sean Fallon, and 100. Y'all know y'all heard that.
Sean Fallon on the show last week.
Oh yeah, Sean Fallon. Yeah, he's pretty cool. And
let me get another. Rah.
I got like, I mean, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know, I like singles a lot right now. I know that much. I like singles a lot. I got this new artist chick named Lizzie.
Yeah, I've heard some of her stuff.
Yeah, Lizzie's nice. She's gonna go somewhere with hers.
Your eyebrow itching or something, Brad?
Oh yeah, Brad's on that.
My eyebrow itches. So what do you got coming up for Track Whippers? Like what's coming up, man?
Okay, if you haven't already checked out my beat tape, which is on I got a nice little writer from Brad Gilmore himself.
Uh-oh.
For Dan the Dream.
Uh-oh.
You can go check that out. Our Whips Volume 1. Uh-huh. Volume 2 will be here I would say around Christmas. I just want to let y'all
maybe you should drop it through me.
Oh, drop it through you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Volume 2?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll let you get the compilation I'm dropping. I'm dropping the Cool Whips compilation. Cool Whips Volume 1.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Have you already started working on that?
It's almost really done. It's
who all do you have on the project?
Compiled of, like, basically all the, it's a lot of rappers that, like, in
why don't nobody ever let me be on no mixtape?
It's a lot of rappers locally that y'all might know that might be your favorite artists.
They should let me come talk shit.
The only people I don't have yet is.
Don't nobody love me.
Oh, don't nobody love you? Okay.
No.
Can you tell us, anybody you have on the project?
Stockzilla, obviously.
Uh-oh.
Big Bay. Young Von.
Huh.
No Peaches.
100.
Huh.
Jody B. Basic.
Huh.
Reginald Johnson.
Huh.
Who else? I got a track with Lana Fame. I don't know if you ever heard it, but I'm going to use that. I got a track with Lana Fame. I got a couple tracks with Marcus Manchild.
Word.
I might use one or two. I don't know. So many other artists. Rob Show. Be on the lookout for him. That's my nigga, Rob Show. Go follow him on Twitter. You know what I'm talking about?
Still no Peaches.
Man, Peaches, no. She got her own mixtape coming out produced exclusively by me.
Called The Juice.
The Juice.
I just want to talk shit on somebody.
Tell them where they
mixtape.
Can follow you and get all your stuff and your Instagram and whatnot. I know you got an Instagram finally.
Oh, yes. I'm Instagram shouting now. You know what I'm saying?
You follow me on Instagram?
Yeah, I am. I ain't. Because you ain't following me. That's how I know I ain't following you. yes. But y'all can follow me on Instagram, Twitter.
Follow you now.
You know,
I am.
It's at BRO_DINI. That's Brodini. Yes, follow me. And I also have
Brodini Zucchini.
Zucchini, baby. You know, your girl know about me. Bitch, love it.
Yeah.
You can check me out too on I have a Track Whippers with Twitter as well at Track Whippers, WHIPPAZ. You know, follow that too. Show the support and. SoundCloud. I have a SoundCloud track, soundcloud.com/trackwhippers.
Yeah.
My SoundClick, which is really jumping right now. I just really got that up and running. It looks pretty neat now.
Word.
My manager, shout out to her, the B Hard. Follow the B Hard. That's my manager. If you need any tracks, anything you want to just really know about me, anything, you can talk to her. She'll give you all your information and whatever.
What you got all these videos of? What you need on Instagram
my videos,
talk about?
Them instrumentals, the beats and stuff. That's me doing the beats.
All right, Brodini. Well, we appreciate you coming on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. It's been a long time coming. When you come to drop another compilation, you're going to have to come back.
Cool Whips.
No, he can't.
Volume
not until he
one.
Get over his dark skin girl
I
thing.
Guarantee you I got your best local artist on here.
Oh.
Bitch love it.
Yeah. Brodini, everybody. We'll see y'all next week. All right, everybody. Peace.